This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. President Trump has directed federal law enforcement agencies to increase their presence in the nation's capital. Let's get the latest now from CBS News reporter Torian Small. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Why the call for a larger presence in D.C.?
Well, it seems like this is just a compounding issue for the president. I should note that on the campaign trail, President Trump did bash D.C. and its perceived crime problem, saying that it's time that a Republican steps in to federalize D.C. We also saw less than probably 2 weeks ago at this point, an alleged attack on a member of the Department of Government efficiency during an attempted carjacking. And then just over the weekend, the president went on a tear on his social media site, Truth Social, saying that homelessness in D.C. is out of control, and he's looking to start the beautification of the district by intervening. What that looks like, according to sources, is that the president is looking to deploy the National Guard to help get rid of homeless encampments, but then also do something to address crime. This comes as district leaders say that crime actually is on a downward spiral. Year over year, crime is down about 26% in D.C., homicides down about 12%. So Mario Bowser, the city's mayor, is saying that this is indications that any intervention from the federal level would be simply an overreach.
Torian, you mentioned the National Guard. At this point, what federal agencies are involved in patrolling the streets?
Right now, it looks like National Guards and the FBI on top of coordination with local law enforcement. Now, what that looks like exactly isn't known at this moment, but we're expected to get more insight during this press conference that the president will hold in just a matter of a half hour or so. Again, this is a part of a multi-agency task force, according to sources, but we know that the National Guard will have some type of influence or involvement in this.
When it comes to the homeless that were mentioned, has anything been talked about as far as, well, if they are rounded up by the National Guard, what happens to those people?
Not quite. And this isn't necessarily something that hasn't been discussed before. The mayor has done attempts or implemented policies to address homeless encampments around the cities, mostly to ensure that those areas are safe. So she's done roundup efforts before. The concerns that I'm hearing from district leaders, though, is that there aren't enough resources to adequately address the issue, especially long term. If there is a temporary enforcement that would see these encampments pretty harshly removed, there's a question about where would these people go and how long would they remain there before these encampments return.
Torian, thank you so much for helping us follow the story.
Thank you.
That is CBS News reporter Torian Small joining us this morning on KMOX. Your